This is the NOCN ESOL International Intermediate Level Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Seconds remaining. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. You're an hour early. 2. I was invited to a party. 3. I will take the train tomorrow. 4. I got a present. 5. My friend likes you. 6. It's my friend's birthday. 7. Thank you for taking me home. 8. Do you want to go shopping? 9. I have a complaint about these shoes. 10. Do you want some chocolate? Now listen to the sentences again. 1. You're an hour early. 2. I was invited to a party. 3. I will take the train tomorrow. 4. I got a present. 5. My friend likes you. 6. It's my friend's birthday. 7. Thank you for taking me home. 8. Do you want to go shopping? 9. I have a complaint about these shoes. 10. Do you want some chocolate? Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. 30 seconds remaining. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Thirty seconds remaining. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Hello, Jill. Where are you going?
Hi, Kathy. I'm going shopping at Brown's.
Do you want to buy something special?
I'm going to a party at the weekend for Jane's birthday, and I want to buy some new clothes.
What sort of clothes?
I can't decide.
How about a new dress?
I don't know. I do like jeans.
But you have a lot of jeans.
I know, Kathy, but I think jeans are comfortable, and I have lots of tops that I can wear with the jeans.
Jill, I think you should buy a dress. Parties are special.
Special? Why are they special?
Because you don't go to parties every day.
No, you are right, Kathy.
Jill, I think you should buy a dress. You look lovely when you wear a dress, a little black dress with a few shiny beads. You can wear your new shoes and necklace with it. If you want, I will come with you. It is difficult to choose clothes on your own. I can tell you what I think. I can tell you what I think of the dress you try on. I will let you borrow my bag.
Okay, Kathy. Come on, let's go. The shops close in an hour.
Now listen to this conversation again. Hello, Jill. Where are you going?
Hi, Kathy. I'm going shopping at Brown's.
Do you want to buy something special?
I'm going to a party at the weekend for Jane's birthday, and I want to buy some new clothes.
What sort of clothes?
I can't decide.
How about a new dress?
I don't know. I do like jeans.
But you have a lot of jeans.
I know, Kathy, but I think jeans are comfortable, and I have lots of tops that I can wear with the jeans.
Jill, I think you should buy a dress. Parties are special.
Special? Why are they special?
because you don't go to parties every day.
No, you are right, Cathy.
Jill, I think you should buy a dress. You look lovely when you wear a dress. A little black dress with a few shiny beads. You can wear your new shoes and necklace with it. If you want, I will come with you. It is difficult to choose clothes on your own. I can tell you what I think. I can tell you what I think of the dress you try on. I will let you borrow my bag.
OK, Cathy. Come on, let's go. The shops close in an hour.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Seconds remaining. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. What did you watch on TV last night, Patrick?
I watched a football match, Tracy. What about you?
I watched a concert, Robbie Williams. You know I love him. He was fantastic. Was the match good?
Not bad. It was a bit slow. Only one goal, and that was in the last 10 minutes. At least my team won. Have you watched any matches this year?
Not really, Patrick. I'm working hard. I haven't watched much TV in the past few weeks, and I can't afford to go to a live match at the football stadium.
What have you been doing?
I've had a lot of homework. It is my exam next month, and I want to pass so I can go to college. I want to study science at college.
That sounds really interesting, Tracy, but a lot of hard work. Listen, have you got time for a coffee so we can catch up?
Sure, why not? Do you know a nice place?
Yes, there is a nice cosy cafe just round the corner, about 2 minutes from here.
Let's go then. Now listen to the conversation again. What did you watch on TV last night, Patrick?
I watched a football match, Tracy. What about you?
I watched a concert, Robbie Williams. You know I love him. He was fantastic. Was the match good?
Not bad. It was a bit slow. Only one goal, and that was in the last 10 minutes. At least my team won. Have you watched any matches this year?
Not really, Patrick. I'm working hard. I haven't watched much TV in the past few weeks, and I can't afford to go to a live match at the football stadium.
What have you been doing?
I've had a lot of homework. It is my exam next month, and I want to pass so I can go to college. I want to study science at college.
That sounds really interesting, Tracy, but a lot of hard work. Listen, Have you got time for a coffee so we can catch up?
Sure, why not? Do you know a nice place?
Yes, there is a nice cosy cafe just round the corner, about 2 minutes from here.
Let's go then. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Seconds remaining. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Seconds remaining. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. The British Museum in London has now been open for 255 years and is a major attraction in the city. The museum opened in 1759. On the first day, there were around 75 people going through the doors. In 2013, almost 7 million people visited the museum. The museum has a wide range of special attractions, including art, ancient history, science and nature. The museum opens a new attraction, The Vikings Are Coming, in March 2014. There will be many objects that the museum has not shown to the public before, including a 37-metre-long Viking ship. The ship was built in 1025. It is so big that it is probably a royal warship. You can also see a huge amount of Viking coins and jewellery that was found near York. Now listen to the broadcast again. The British Museum in London has now been open for 255 years and is a major attraction in the city. The museum opened in 1759. On the first day, there were around 75 people going through the doors. In 2013, almost 7 million people visited the museum. The museum has a wide range of special attractions, including art, ancient history, science and nature. The museum opens a new attraction, The Vikings Are Coming, in March 2014. There will be many objects that the museum has not shown to the public before, including a 37-metre-long Viking ship. The ship was built in 1025. It is so big that it is probably a royal warship. You can also see a huge amount of Viking coins and jewellery that was found near York. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Seconds remaining. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Heat stops play. Tennis officials stopped matches on Thursday at the Australian Open when the temperature reached 42 degrees centigrade, 108 degrees Fahrenheit. There is an extreme heat policy that means if temperatures are too high, play can stop. They stop matches on some courts at the end of sets. Matches played on the show courts did not stop, but the roof on the Rod Laver and the Hisense Arena closed. Women players had a long break than normal after second set, and players wore ice vests during rests. Elise Cornet of France cried on court after her 6-3, 4-6, 6-4 victory on Thursday over Italian Camilla George, which lasted 2.5 hours. "I think I spent enough time on this court for today," she said in an interview after the match. "It was really hot. That's why I'm crying." She said that playing tennis in such high temperatures was very difficult. She also praised the people who watched the match in the burning sunshine. Cornet will play Maria Sharapova on Saturday, where the temperatures may be 21 degrees centigrade, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. "This temperature is much lower." Cornet says the temperature is much better. Now listen to the broadcast again. Heat stops play. Tennis officials stopped matches on Thursday at the Australian Open when the temperature reached 42 degrees centigrade, 108 degrees Fahrenheit. There is extreme heat policy that means if temperatures are too high, play can stop. They stopped matches on some courts at the end of sets. Matches played on the show courts did not stop, but the roof on the Rod Laver and the Hisense Arena closed. Women players had a long break than normal after second set, and players wore ice vests during rests. Elise Cornet of France cried on court after her 6-3, 4-6, 6-4 victory on Thursday over Italian Camilla George, which lasted 2.5 hours. "I think I spent enough time on this court for today," she said in an interview after the match. "It was really hot. That's why I'm crying." She said that playing tennis in such high temperatures was very difficult. She also praised the people who watched the match in the burning sunshine. Cornet will play Maria Sharapova on Saturday, where the temperatures may be 21 degrees centigrade, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. "This temperature is much lower." Cornet says the temperature is much better. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Seconds remaining. This is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down.